comes from Provena Medical Group. Same-day or next-day appointments with a primary care physician are now available. Appointments can be made at 328-2323 or 337-1300. All the Provena Medical Group family doctors are concerned with treating people, not just illness.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says mostly sunny, 85 today, a slight chance of a passing shower tonight. He'll be along with details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Wassert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois lawmakers voted yesterday to restore hundreds of millions of dollars to the state budget, aiming to save more than 300 state jobs and keep open state parks and historic sites. The Senate approved restoring $231 million to the state budget, most of it coming from surpluses and special state funds. The money would prevent the layoffs of human services caseworkers and the closure of places associated with Abraham Lincoln on the eve of the 16th president's 200th birthday. The legislation now goes to Governor Rob Blagojevich's office. Didn't respond to a request for comment. Senator Donnie Trotter says the money will come from fund sweeps and regular revenue sources such as sales taxes that lawmakers didn't previously know would be available. Chicago and Illinois politicians are reacting to a new TV ad from Arizona Senator John McCain. The ad attempts to link Illinois Senator Barack Obama with Chicago's reputation for corruption. Ben Calhoun has more.
The ad opens with a graphic of a television.
Barack Obama, born of the corrupt Chicago political machine.
The commercial then features former U.S. Commerce Secretary Bill Daley, brother to Chicago Mayor Richard Daley. It also highlights convicted political insider Tony Rezko, State Senate President Emil Jones, and Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
With friends like that, Obama is not ready to lead.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
Of course, it's not yet clear whether the highly local references will have national sticking power. In response, Governor Blagojevich dismissed the idea that his reputation could hurt Obama. In an interview with the Chicago Sun-Times, Bill Daley took exception to being lumped in with convicted criminal Tony Rezko. He also says McCain recently called him, quote, the greatest U.S. Commerce Secretary ever, and that as chair of the Senate Commerce Committee, McCain voted for Daley's confirmation. I'm Ben Calhoun.
Meanwhile, Mayor Daley has harsh words about McCain's new ad, which attacks Obama and Chicago's reputation for corruption. Daley criticized McCain for targeting his brother Bill, and the mayor says McCain should be more cautious because of his involvement in the Keating Five Savings and Loan scandal.
I mean, remember, people lost their life savings. Life savings, their own homes, for a guy named Keating out of Arizona. You want to get tough in politics? I can get tough in politics than anyone else. When you start throwing mud, mud is going to be thrown at you and it's going to be sticking. And that, to me, just put my brother in, who is in the private sector. If they want to put me in, they should put me in.
Daley says his brother has never been a lobbyist, as is claimed in the ad. Champaign's recycling program could be about to get bigger. City Council gave their staff the go-ahead last night to look at ways for expanding the recycling program. The current one includes a drop-off site on Hagen Street and curbside pickup service for houses and small apartment buildings. But expansion could mean pickup service at big apartment complexes and in commercial buildings, a second drop-off site, and a longer list of materials accepted for pickup. Councilwoman Marcy Dodd says she wants to see more detailed information about how the current recycling program is used before expanding it and how much of the material hauled away is actually recycled. But she says she supports a larger program.
We're not where we were 15 years ago, and we're not even where we were a year or two ago, and we never will be. I think it's time that we start looking at this not as something that a progressive, innovative city does, but as something that's part of life. We don't have the luxury anymore not to do it.
Waste haulers in Champaign are required to provide curbside recycling service at no extra charge, while the city pays $100,000 a year for a hauler to pick up materials from its drop-off site. In Urbana, the city compensates waste haulers for curbside service, but requires them to serve apartment buildings as well as houses. Urbana residents pay a $2.50 monthly tax for recycling. Wrigley Field area bar owners plan to meet with Chicago officials next week to discuss a proposal that would ban the sale of alcohol during clinched Cubs games from the seventh inning stretch through the end of the game. Alcohol vendors within Wrigley Field already are banned from selling after the seventh inning stretch. Ray Orzoco, director of the city's Office of Emergency Management and Communications, made the proposal on Monday. He said it was in the interest of public safety. Wrigley Field is in Alderman Tom Tunney's ward. Tunney says the proposal needs tweaking, which can be done at the next meetings of the next Monday in Wrigleyville. The proposal will allow for liquor sales to resume after the game ends. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden. Serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959, Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Yeah. What? Okay, Bullwinkle.
1964 in this day, the Bullwinkle show premiered on television in prime time. It's when they used to strip the cartoons, Huckleberry Hound, Yogi Bear, and all those, during prime time.
I don't remember that. I guess I'm
youngster.
Too young. I remember the Flintstones in prime time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I do remember that. I didn't realize some of those other ones were also in
prime time. Yeah, and Huckleberry Hound, did I mention that? Yeah.
Yes.
They used to run different nights of the week, and I think Bullwinkle premiered on Sunday nights at like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, something like that.
Maybe they ought to go back to that. Yeah. Maybe I'd